for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News. Following on the heels of the exit strategy from the War on Drugs conference in Seattle, this article was published in the Seattle Times. It was written by Norm Stamper, the former police chief of Seattle. This is part three of that article, Legalize Drugs, All of Them. As a nation, we're long overdue for a soul-searching, coldly analytical look at both the drug scene and the drug war. Such candor would reveal the futility of our current policies, exposing the embarrassingly meager return on our massive enforcement investment, about $69 billion a year, according to Jack Cole, founder and executive director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. How would regulated legalization work? It would permit private companies to compete for licenses to cultivate, harvest, manufacture, package, and peddle drugs, create a new federal regulatory agency with no apologies to libertarians or paleoconservatives, set and enforce standards of sanitation, potency, and purity, ban advertising, impose with congressional approval taxes, fees, and fines to be used for drug abuse prevention and treatment, and to cover the costs of administering the new regulatory agency. Police the industry, much as alcoholic beverage control agencies keep a watch on bars and liquor stores at the state level. Such reforms would in no way excuse drug users who commit crimes, driving while impaired, providing drugs to minors, stealing an iPod, assaulting one's spouse, abusing one's child. The message is simple: get loaded, commit a crime, do the time. These reforms would yield major reductions in a host of predatory street crimes, a disproportionate number of which are committed by users who resort to stealing in order to support their addiction. Regulated legalization would soon dry up most stockpiles of currently illicit drugs, substances of uneven, often questionable quality, including bunk, fakes such as oregano, gypsum, baking powder, or even poisons passed off as the genuine article. It would extract from today's drug dealing the obscene profits that attract the needy and the greedy and fuel armed violence. And it would put most of these certifiably frightening crystal meth labs out of business once and for all. End quote. That's going to do it for today. We will conclude this with tomorrow's 420 Drug War News. I want to make note of the fact that Norm Stamper, with 34 years as a law enforcement officer, 6 as the police chief of Seattle, has joined LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It numbers now about 4,500 people worldwide who are calling for the end of prohibition. To learn more about their organization, I urge you to visit their website, which is leap.cc. What does the end of prohibition look like? It can't be 1% as ugly as what we have going now. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.